When you're writing papers, you have to remember that people do not read papers by reading the title, reading the abstract, and then reading the whole paper slowly and carefully. This is a rough idea of how people will read the paper. So they'll read the title and the author's names, which is what I told you to do when you are working out what your reading list should be. They'll skim read the abstract. They'll flick through the figures. They'll read the figures' captions. They might read the abstract properly. They might read the introduction. So at this point, they're actually now starting to read the paper. They might then just skim through the rest of the paper, check the bibliography, read the conclusion properly, and eventually they might reread the whole paper slowly. So when you're writing, you have to remember that people will bail out of this list of things at some point. A very few of your readers will read the whole paper carefully. So you have to prepare when you're writing for people to give up after only reading the abstract, or after only reading the introduction, or even after just reading the title. You have to prepare your paper with that in mind, and you have to remember that this is how you are expected to read. When you're reading as a humanities undergraduate, you will have way too big a reading list to actually be able to read everything in detail. And you need to learn that there are various ways of reading. There's exploratory reading, where essentially you look at the abstract, read the introduction, flick to the conclusion, and you're just trying to find out, get a feel for it. What's this paper about? Is it worth putting any more time into? What are the main conclusions? Then there's targeted reading, and that's when you've got a question in your mind and you want to find some supporting evidence. So this is where you'll go to your big pile of papers that you've flicked through before and say, I know that in one of these papers there's the answer to that question I need to answer for my research or for my paper, and you flick through very quickly with very focused questions. And as you get into research and you focus more and more on the specific problem, you'll find that you can do more and more targeted reading, where you just zoom right in on a paper and say, oh yes, section 4.2, that's the answer to the question I've got. The rest of the paper's irrelevant. The other 10 papers over there are irrelevant. Dedicated reading, the third one, is actually essentially what you did at high school. It's where you had to memorize a whole pile of notes. You had to take the textbook, memorize everything in it, and sit an exam at the end. And there's a lot less of that in research than some authors would like to think. So remember, when you're reading, exploratory reading and targeted reading is often what you're doing. You don't have to understand everything in great detail. The final type of reading is what I call reading a novel, where you just can't stop. You've probably all read stuff where you just can't stop and you read on and on and on until you finish the book. Sadly, that happens with very few research papers. But sometimes it does.